Page 42, Oregon Voter Registration Card. You may use this form to register to vote or update your information. If you are not yet 18 years of age, you will not receive a ballot after an election occurs on or after your 18th birthday. The deadline to register to vote is the 21st day before an election. Only registered voters are eligible to sign petitions. Number 1, print with a black or blue pen to complete the form. 2, sign the form. 3, mail or drop off the form at your county elections office. Your county elections office will mail you a voter notification card to confirm your registration. OregonVotes.gov. Telephone 1-866-673-8683. See Habla Español. TTY number 1-800-735-2900. That number's only for the hearing impaired. Information disclosure. Information submitted on an Oregon voter registration card is public record. However, information submitted in the Oregon driver's license section is by law held confidential. Assistance. If you need assistance registering to vote or voting, please contact your county elections official. You must provide your valid Oregon driver's license, permit, or ID number. A suspended driver's license is valid. A revoked driver's license is not valid. Or, if you do not have valid Oregon ID, provide the last 4 digits of your Social Security number. Or, if you do not have a valid Oregon ID or Social Security number, provide a copy of one of the following that shows your name and current address. Here are forms of acceptable identification: valid photo identification, a paycheck stub, a utility bill, a bank statement, a government document, proof of eligibility under the Uniformed and Overseas Citizens Absentee Voting Act, or UOCAVA, or the Voting Accessibility for the Elderly and Handicapped Act, VAEH. Page 43, here is the form. First, qualifications. Are you a citizen of the United States of America, yes or no? Are you at least 16 years of age, yes or no? If you mark no in response to either of these questions, do not complete this form. Next, personal information. Your last name, first name and middle. Next line down, your Oregon residence address, city and zip code, include the apartment or space number. Beneath that, your date of birth, month, day and year, and on the same line, your county of residence. Beneath that, your telephone number, and on the same line, your email address. And beneath that, your mailing address, including city, state, and zip code required, if different than the above residence address. Next, identification. Here are 7 boxes to fill in to provide a valid Oregon driver's license or permit or ID number. Beneath that, an alternative. I do not have a valid Oregon driver's license number or permit or ID. The last 4 digits of my Social Security number are, and there are 4 boxes, or beneath that, I do not have a valid Oregon driver's license, permit ID, or Social Security number. I have attached a copy of acceptable identification. Next to that, you can choose a political party. You can choose not a member of a party, or Constitution Party, Democratic Party, Independent Party, Libertarian, Pacific Green Party, Progressive, Republican Party, Working Families, or other. Next, your signature. I swear or affirm that I am qualified to be an elector and have told the truth on this registration. And here's room for your signature and the date next to it. Please note, if you sign this card and know it to be false, you can be fined up to $125,000 and or imprisoned for up to 5 years. And finally, registration updates. Complete this section if you are updating your information. Here's room for your previous registration name, on the same line your previous county and state, and beneath that your home address on your previous registration, and next to that your date of birth, month, day, and year.